Hey, this is Oddcast episode 6. Welcome.
Woo! Hi.
Let's give a clap.
Hey, guys.
Awesome. All right, so we're going to go around the room and introduce everyone so you know who all these amazing voices are. This is me, Julian. We're going to go anti-clockwise.
Actually clockwise.
That's clockwise, buddy.
This is clockwise?
That's think clockwise. About a clock.
You know, I have look a digital
that.
Clock.
Look at the second hand right there.
Okay, Tati, next.
No one's right.
Yeah, I'll cut that bit out.
Okay, so my name is Tatiana.
My name is Melissa.
It's Daniel, once again.
Also returning, John Luke.
And I am here again, Jared.
Welcome, everybody. This is our first episode together as this group. So we're going to talk about travel this time. This was Tati's recommendation, and so we're going to start with who has been other places than here?
Who's been to the most places? Why don't we start with that?
Okay. Not me.
Yeah, not me either. I've been to, like, two places.
I've been to places. Where should I start?
How about
in Niagara Falls?
Niagara Falls,
Niagara
yeah.
Niagara Falls, yes. Yeah. I went with my grandpa, and we also went to Canada, which is pretty cool, since you
that's
can go
cool.
right across. There's also a boat called Maid of the Mist that you can go on, and you can go actually like around the waterfall, which is pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and they also
mist
have...
Mist because of mist of waterfalls.
Clever.
Yes. They also have a no-smoking sign in a place where there's so much mist that you can't even start the lighter.
Ooh.
That's funny.
Yeah. That's why there's no... It's like by necessity instead of by rules. All right, awesome. Who's next? Who has been to the next most number of places?
I've been to a couple.
You've been to a couple? How many
traveling
places
Traveling or
been?
Living?
How about traveling? How about both? I mean, living counts, right?
Yeah.
Born here, moved to Seattle, moved to Atlanta, been to Canada, been to California. Been
oh, wow.
To Jersey, New
oh.
York.
Oh, okay.
D.C., some of the British Virgin Islands.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Which was your favorite?
Seattle. Seattle's the best.
Really? Okay,
Seattle
cool.
is awesome.
You're moving back there one day.
The name of the coffee.
I know. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank
Don't
you. Lose these things.
I do.
Thank you, Seattle's best, for sponsoring this podcast.
And this is a podcast is sponsored by
I don't know if
Seattle's
I'm going to go back
best.
There someday. I mean, I've already been there. Maybe, maybe
old,
not.
Old news.
Would you want to go back?
I'd
want to
visit. It's been
okay.
like almost 10 years since I've been there.
Wow. All
right, who's been to the next most places? I know it's not me.
Oh, sorry. In New Orleans.
And New Orleans.
Wow.
Sorry, forgot about that one.
Awesome.
Was that? Do you have more to say about New Orleans?
Food is great. People are interesting. Music was cool.
Music, yeah. My brother went. He said it was. He was underwhelmed, right?
He was whelmed.
He was whelmed.
He was whelmed.
He was whelmed.
Not over.
All right. Well, the last place I went was Nicaragua. We went to this really cool place called Ometepe. It's like they have like this giant lake. It's called Lake Nicaragua, and it's.
I wonder
like,
why they called it that. That's such a
yeah,
odd name.
It's a lake. In Nicaragua.
Right?
Yeah. Very creative naming.
Yeah.
I think it's the only lake in the world that has sharks or something like that.
What?
A lake has sharks?
And you went
like
willingly to this lake?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't like swim in it.
Mm. Okay.
I think people do. They have like a
I'm
beach
sure they do. I'm a chicken though.
Area,
I'd do it.
Yeah. You would do it.
Yeah, well, you
if
like
I had
sharks.
Your skills, I would do it too.
Wait, my swimming skills or my punching shark skills?
Both.
Both.
But, yeah, it's a really cool island. They have monkeys and, you know, it's rainforest and stuff. We went, I almost said kayaking. Is that
kayaking.
I meant hiking kayaking.
And, hiking
yeah.
and then kayaking afterward.
Because they have, the island is made up of two volcanoes. So in between the two volcanoes, they have, like, a river.
Was
so
it made from said volcanoes?
I believe so.
That's
yeah,
cool.
That's
awesome.
How land happens, right?
That
like
is
the
cool.
volcanoes go up.
That's how Earth happens.
I'm assuming
yeah.
they have not recently been active at all.
I think they are technically active. Like they weren't like dormant, but I think it's
okay.
been like 20 years or something.
I guess we'll find out in a couple of years.
Yeah,
it's only a matter of time.
But yeah.
Maybe by the time you're listening to this,
Nicaragua.
No,
I apologize.
No.
I apologize. That was
yeah.
bad.
That was not very good.
I'll take the penalty punches for that one.
What have people done in the state, Florida?
In the state of Florida?
St. Augustine. I
yeah.
went there.
Yeah,
that's
never
fun.
Beautiful.
I've been
place.
There.
Never been to St. Augustine.
I was super bored.
Were you ever a fourth
like
grader?
Just history.
How,
I didn't go
how
on that
were
trip.
You?
I was like
John
nine
Luke.
Or something.
Has anybody been to the Everglades?
No.
Oh, I have. I think we did a boat or something there, but like I was super little. Yeah.
In a fame
boat
tour.
The what?
The Everglades with the alligators.
The alligators.
Alligators and the
alligators.
Crocodiles.
How about like Panama City Beach?
I don't like remember that.
The
I don't know what that is.
Panhandle,
no.
Beaches. I've never been either.
Mm-mm.
I want to go there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of lion fishing there.
Oh.
Lion fishing.
That's scary.
Exhilarating.
Aren't they like poisonous?
They're venomous, but they're really docile and
do
stupid.
They taste good?
I've heard they've tasted good. That's why I want to get them.
Isn't it like illegal to eat them?
No. It's...
Oh.
No, they're like, aren't they like invasive species or something? So people like when you eat them.
They will. The state of Florida will give you money to turn in lionfish, like a lot of money.
Let's go hunting, guys.
Let's go.
Is it like more valuable than gold per ounce or something?
I can look up how much.
It's a ridiculous plan.
Like you can hunt them, eat them as much as you want. It's open season, no limit. But
like all year.
Yeah, no limit, open season, no max capacity.
Please kill all of these things.
No, they're killing the coral and they're killing the native fish. Okay. They have no natural predators.
Hmm.
But yeah, they're just rampant in the panhandle.
And they're not native to here?
No. They started coming around the 80s, and then it's just been growing ever since because nothing is eating them, or very few things are eating them.
They're
kind of beautiful fish.
That's the picture that
we're
putting.
Look accurate.
Okay, Daniel has showed us a picture of a lion photoshopped onto a fish.
I was pretty hyped for that, actually.
I honestly didn't see the lion.
He's like, it's a beautiful fish, right? I'm like, what?
What?
That's the picture for the YouTube video right there.
That's it.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yes.
All right. So Whole Foods offers lionfish for $9 per pound. So you could sell it.
What is that compared to steak?
Steak, I don't know. I only eat steak.
Expensive.
I don't compare prices. I just throw money at clerks and say, give me meat.
Give me assorted meats, please.
Give me assorted meats.
I have all of the steak and eggs you have.
Yes.
Give me all of the steak and eggs
it's
you
like
have.
Like your best steak.
No, that's bacon and eggs, yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Why would you call this a steak? It is not that.
It's like, you know what? Just give me all the bacon and eggs you have.
No. I don't think you understand.
I don't think you understand what I said. What you thought was, bring me a lot. What I said was, bring me all of the bacon and eggs.
Oh my gosh, that's so bad.
Thank you, Ron Swanson, for
we
being who you
it.
Are.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't ever change.
Who else has been to places?
I've been to a couple places.
Okay, what places have you been to?
I've been to California.
Okay.
I've been to Arizona.
That's places.
I've been on a couple cruises to, like, St. Thomas,
so you've been
Rico.
To the ocean?
I've been on the ocean.
Cool. I've been to Arizona as well. Did you see the Grand Canyon when you were in Arizona?
I did.
You did?
And let me say...
What did you think of it?
It looks fake.
I know.
It looks like I'm looking at a
backdrop.
Photoshopped picture.
It does.
I went to the Grand Canyon. I was super little. And all I remember is my parents not letting me be near the edge. Actually, I want to
smart.
Say... I
yeah.
don't know if people die
often
donkey
for falling off.
That's
really
bad.
We saw people riding donkeys down, but... Interesting.
Yeah.
You see a lot of squirrels there.
Really?
Mm. There's a lot of signs... Do not feed the squirrels.
Right.
What do you see people doing?
Feeding the squirrels. Yeah.
Side note, I was downtown the other day, and I saw an officer feeding a squirrel an Oreo.
I saw that.
And this squirrel, I was like, what's this squirrel going to do? He jumped down, came up, grabbed the Oreo, just looked at it, and it ran back up, and looked at it again.
What is this beautiful creation?
Like the whole Oreo. It was like mini Oreos like in the bag.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So it was like,
oh,
a little...
Like they had that for the... What's the... man, the cheese ones, the cheese crackers. Like,
Ritz?
Cheese
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The mini Ritz, the bite-sized
Ritz. Yeah, that's the size I think of. Like, it's the same.
Yeah, that's
they have
very
all
accurate.
Them things. Yeah.
My great-grandfather used to feed squirrels peanut M&Ms. So, like, he would give them three intentionally, and, like, one would go on one cheek, and one would go on the other cheek, and they'd try to get the third one
that's
in.
That's awesome.
And it would pop out. And he
that's
would,
amazing.
From what I heard, I never heard him tell the story, but he would just, like, sit there watching the squirrel struggle.
That's awesome.
That's like giving a dog peanut butter.
Yep.
That's the best.
Wow.
Oh, side note, I used to have squirrels.
Around, as pets?
Yeah, as pets.
Really?
In your house?
In 2005, yeah, after the hurricanes. Oh, it was from our tree in our house. We found three baby squirrels.
That's awesome.
And we raised them with like little doll bottles, and we put a little milk in it.
Do they follow you everywhere?
Yeah.
Aww. Really?
And we kept them in the back porch, and when you would walk out, they would jump on you.
Oh,
awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, my mom didn't like that part.
Oh,
but
I see.
It was cool.
But you like that part.
Well, eventually they died.
Oh, okay. Like, you didn't release them to the wild?
Well, they stayed around the house. Mm. And they would come in and out of the back porch.
What is that?
This is John
awesome.
Luke.
That's John Luke. As
Daniel has presented a picture of
thank you.
John Luke with a squirrel on his shoulder.
I needed that in my life.
Yep.
That's awesome.
My favorite picture of all time.
Wearing a Spider-Man shirt.
A boy and his squirrel.
He looks so serious.
Is that also going on
it
the
is,
YouTube?
Right?
Is that the
he's
YouTube
about
version?
To go on a grand adventure with his little squirrel.
That's
what was his name?
Yes.
Must
yes.
Together we will find the Dread Pirate Rogers.
I would watch.
I would too, yeah.
You don't need all the Goonies. You just need John Luke.
Exactly.
And my squirrel.
Yep.
Bro, you could be a Goonies member.
That is a great movie.
Goonies Never Say Die.
I love the Goonies.
I've never seen
never
it.
Never seen it. It's an old movie.
Me neither.
What?
Well, we expect it from you.
Yeah.
I expect it from him, actually, so.
I feel like I don't watch movies just to say.
You don't watch movies?
Yeah, just to say I've never seen it. Because I'm super hipster that way. No, I don't. I just, honestly, I just never did it as a kid. Man.
Movies are mainstream. I like projections or something. No,
Is it on YouTube? Never seen it.
Exactly.
I've seen parts of it. I know the little fat kid.
He moves the Trouble Shuffle?
And then I know the really ugly looking thing. And then that's pretty much the extent of my knowledge.
So you've seen Goonies?
Of course.
Have you guys seen Goonies?
They get stuck in a cave or something.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert.
It's been a while.
Spoilers.
Spoilers,
dude, the movie came out in the 80s. Like, let's be real.
Daniel and I haven't seen it yet, so we still need to be spoiler conscious.
Spoilers right here.
It's a coming-of-age movie about children trying to find treasure and save their family home.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
It is an awesome movie.
Where were we at? Arizona. Yeah, Grand Canyon. So, did you get to go to Horseshoe Bend? Has anybody heard of this?
No.
So Horseshoe Bend is a part of the Grand Canyon, but it is a totally different experience from being through at the actual Grand Canyon that everybody sees, because you look down and you see a river going through the bottom of the Horseshoe Bend, and it's beautiful. It just it's a bend, so it goes in a U-turn. It makes a U-turn. And so you just look down and you can actually grasp like how deep and how big it is with your eyes and with your mind. It seemed so much larger than the Grand Canyon just because I could understand it. And the Grand Canyon, you can't understand it. It's just too massive.
It had to give you like a focal point?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's a really popular place for photography. When I went there, there was like at least two or three people with a tripod and a nice camera standing at the edge about to drop their, you know, $3,000 camera off the cliff. I almost
died.
It's
worth it
for the shot. But, yeah, it was super cool. Yeah, that's it. Horseshoe Bend right there.
Oh,
beautiful.
That is really cool.
I did, yeah.
Okay.
Is there rock climbing in the Grand Canyon?
I don't know.
I must assume.
I don't know, but I know there's this one part where they have like a glass floor.
Yes,
where you
I did
walk
not get to go there because I think it was closed when we went.
Down. Oh, that's horrifying.
Yeah,
it is horrifying.
I wanted to go.
Do it.
You didn't? Oh, okay.
Like
I saw it, and I was like, pass.
Pass.
I'd like to climb it, but just like looking down, that wouldn't be
like cool. Climb the whole thing.
No, like a portion of it. Climb the whole Grand Canyon.
Just set the goal time.
Sideways.
Yeah, horizontal.
Just go sideways across the whole Grand
Canyon. Just crab shuffle across the whole Grand Canyon.
Bucket list.
Die.
visit Tahiti. Crab walk the Grand Canyon.
How do you do that? Trust me, I've done it.
And I love how there's two images in people's minds right now. There's the thing I'm thinking of, which is like horizontal rock climbing, and then there's just me crab walking around the perimeter
across
of the Grand Canyon.
A giant type of just crab.
No, not even. Just the perimeter.
That's
standing on the edge.
Oh my gosh.
I liked your picture better.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
No, I was going to point at you. You said you went to Philly recently.
I did, yeah. I went to the stairs where Rocky ran up them for the first time in my life, and I got a picture with a Rocky statue
best
that's
movie
there and everything.
Awesome. Ever. One of
best
the best
movie
movies ever.
Ever. One of the best movies ever.
And I have seen that one.
You have seen
excellent.
That one?
Excellent. I've seen it, too. Incredibly.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
I've seen all four.
I've seen all seven. I've seen all seven multiple times.
Okay.
Soon to be eight.
I've only seen the first one.
Five, and you're talking about the new like ones, right? The continuation?
Creed? Yeah, I've seen those.
I
haven't seen Creed.
Have you seen any of the
Rocky? It was interesting. It was similar but different.
I'm not sure.
Really?
I have not.
Rocky is one of those movies that will motivate you to do anything.
Yeah, it's true, though. It's true. It's a very motivational
It's about
movie.
The journey and how you can get from point A to point B and push yourself.
And it's about Philly.
Yeah. Facing everything against you.
Yeah.
They're great movies. And there were so many great things about that movie. Like, the SETI camera was invented for that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
For Rocky?
For Rocky.
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
The SETI camera was invented for that movie. And it had a $1 million budget. That was it.
You could spend, like, $1 million for one scene nowadays.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
CGI.
But, so it was super fun. We went up there. I had a Philly cheesesteak.
Nice.
Real one while I was up there. Yeah. So that made me happy.
Is the Philly cheesesteak over there, like, the best you've ever had?
Not the one that I had this time. The one I had last time was at Pat's Steak. So there's two. There's Pat's and Gino's. And so I preferred Pat's out of those. There's one that Pat's son made a restaurant, and it's like, I think Jim's or something. That was the best Philly cheesesteak I've ever had. It was super, super great. Yeah. So that one's, I think, a little bit south of Philly, but it was awesome.
What
do
you put in
good.
Your Philly cheesesteak?
Yeah, I was going to ask.
So for that one, it was just provolone and just steak and, whatever they put in that, but
onions.
Yeah. I think
peppers,
it had
mayo.
Onions and mayo.
Sometimes they put mayo because it prevents the grease from
mayo.
Soaking into the bread.
Huh. Now, I tried mushrooms on the most recent one. I did enjoy that. I didn't try that for the last one, which was my favorite. So take that for what it's worth.
Okay.
Yeah. Anybody else experience Philly cheesesteaks in Philly or nearby?
Never been to Philly.
Nope. Okay. All right.
Okay, what is the worst place that you have went to? The worst experience traveling.
The worst traveling experience?
Oh, we had a pretty bad experience in San Francisco, too. Even though I love San Francisco, like, for the most part, but then we were staying, like, at an Airbnb, and then we rented a car one night to go to, I don't know, some aquarium. I can't think of where it was right now. But when we were coming back, we had
to go to the aquarium.
Yeah, of course. That was his trip. That was like his graduation trip. So we went to like all the aquariums.
So you had
to
feature
whale watching and stuff.
you had to humor him. Okay.
Yeah.
So this was the worst experience of your traveling. So
thank you, George.
This little part.
Okay.
We rented a car and then we were going back to our place where we were staying, and we had to find street parking. And, like, it was super late at night, and we were tired, and it was, like, steep uphill, like, places. We, like, almost hit another car trying to, like, back into a parking, and then, like, we ended up having to, like, park blocks and blocks and blocks away and then walk far at night
to get back to our place.
I don't have a bad experience, but a really good experience, just to go back to, like, what she was saying. When I was in Monterey Bay, I was in an aquarium. And in the aquarium was a live jazz band.
What?
In the aquarium?
In the aquarium was a live jazz band.
And did George die?
It was the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen.
The most gorgeous thing I've ever seen.
Yes.
That's awesome.
It was amazing.
Like they were underwater, or they were just like...
No, if they were underwater, I would have just lost it.
Yes, that's what I'm
saying.
Yes. That's what I saw in my head.
Was it?
No.
No, okay, stop. My dreams are being made.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I just
had another bad experience at that aquarium.
Please.
I was eating chips, and I was like, wow, these are interesting, and they looked all healthy and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, interesting. And then I looked at the bag, and there was like a little cartoon of a little cricket, and I was like,
oh.
I was like, that's a weird mascot. And I kept reading, and I was like, what? So, you guys already figured it out.
So,
they were made
so
of
how
cricket.
Were they?
Oh, dear.
It was good.
That's actually not bad because I went to see Spider-Man 2 in theaters, and they had cricket chip cookies and mealworm Rice Krispie treats.
Nope.
No.
I did not try either, but Alyssa tried both.
And what did she feel about this?
She said it's not that bad.
Hmm.
Mealworm...
Hmm.
Rice Krispie treats.
Oh goodness!
Why?
But like, was it all? Like, did it just have mealworms, or was it all mealworms?
It was baked into it.
So were they squishy? That's the question.
Yeah, that's the right question.
I don't know because I didn't eat
the texture. I feel like it'd be crunchy.
I do not know.
Dry.
Oh yeah,
they're dried.
Okay.
But still, ew.
Still, yeah.
Yeah.
San Francisco was great, though.
Yeah, walking around the city was really nice, and then it got dark, and we're like, "Well, it's getting a little sketchy out here, so I'm gonna go back to the hotel."
I love the weather over there. It's
really beautiful.
Windy.
Is it?
And we stayed right next to Fisherman's Wharf. It was awesome.
The touristy part with like the pier and like the seals and stuff, like shops and
There's Apple.
Is it?
Google.
Always Apple.
What? At
Apple
Fisherman's
Google.
Wharf?
No.
I didn't say that. Sponsored by Apple.
At California. This is California,
right? Oh,
right,
yeah. That's like Silicon Valley, though,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's like an hour away from San Francisco.
That's my dream trip.
Yeah.
I
want to
go there and just tour all the tech buildings. Let's do it, Jean-Luc.
What is everyone's dream vacation?
Oh, that's a good one.
Place they would like to visit sometime?
Go to Apple and Google California,
I'd probably want to go to either Rome or... Spain, Barcelona.
For what?
Just to see it?
Architecture? They say it's the greatest city in the world.
Food. I'm going to eat a lot of food while I'm on vacation.
Okay.
Just try everything.
Okay. Fair enough.
Greece, Italy, and Ireland. That's the food and the diving. Well, Greece, Italy, Ireland, Australia for the diving. And the food.
Right, once Steve Irwin got taken out, I'm too afraid to go
on that. Okay, I don't want to speak, you know, poorly on him, but he grabbed a manta ray by the tail. I mean, I've swim with stingrays in the wild. I swim with stingrays in captivity. They're fine.
Okay.
I mean, don't want to be that guy, but that's what happened.
Yeah,
he's like,
I want
to speak badly out of him.
I do not want to go to Australia where half the things are trying to kill you.
Yeah.
Oh, the Goliath spider?
Yeah, no.
Birdie, the spider. Eats birds.
I do not do spiders at all.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Not at all.
I hate them.
I think my number one right now would be London.
Okay.
Just because, like, I'm so into, like, 60s and 70s, like, fashion and music, and that was, like, yeah, all cool. there. So I'd like to see, like, all those landmarks and stuff.
Cool. I would go there just because they filmed Sherlock there.
Awesome.
Cool. I would like to go to Japan and see the cherry blossoms bloom. Ooh, and also pretty. Italy. I want to see if I could see another Corbo. That would be cool.
Another Corbo?
Corbo. I'll get it, yeah.
Because we're Italian, so yeah. you know, you would think in Italy there would be
in
more
Italian. Yeah.
It's going to have to be one more time. Just wait for it.
I think... I never really want to travel. I'm like, because everyone's like, I want to see the world. I want to do. I don't know if I'm lazy. I have no desire to like see anything. It's pretty bad. I'll admit. But I always tell people, it's not what I'm doing; it's who I'm doing it with. So like,
I guess cool.
I can literally be sitting in my house doing nothing. If I'm with my friends, I'm having a good time. So if I were to make a trip out of going with people, I think it'd be fun. However, the one thing I want to do is go to Milan, Italy, visit San Siro Stadium. And watch AC Milan play in the Derby versus Inter Milan. And that would be my dream vacation. My love of soccer. Get to go to Italy, neat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful scenery near Lake Como, all that good stuff.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Good time.
Yeah, and I said mine already, but I just want to get a tour of the new Apple. What's it? The Apple World or something?
They got a theme park now?
It's Apple World. Apple Park.
$1,000
Apple Park. Yeah. So the new Apple Park.
They haven't done that yet.
They finished it.
Wait, done what?
Oh, Apple Park. I'm talking
about. Oh, they mean like a theme park.
Like really happen?
No.
What
no.
is it?
What am I doing? I need to get over there and give him this idea.
Yeah.
Tim
that.
Cook, come on, man.
Get out of my office.
Tase me.
Yeah.
How'd you get it?
They tase you from your iPhone. They just have that capability.
Oh, my God.
Hey, wait, they actually do have
those
phone
taser
cases.
Those taser
what?
They have phone
no.
cases that yeah. have tasers on them.
No.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Also lighting.
Okay. Yes. Like, yes. yes.
They have wow. fake iPhones that are tasers.
Really?
Separate ones.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. But is that illegal?
It probably.
Mostly yes.
Mostly
they
yes.
write the rules. They
I
can
mean,
do
can
it
you carry a taser?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can.
Pretty sure you can.
There's probably some like licensing you have to have.
Weird rule? Real, weird law?
It wasn't a real
license?
Law. No, I said weird
law.
Law?
Oh,
weird law.
Florida law? I don't know.
I don't know. Florida
it's
law?
It's
like
an Alaskan law.
Yeah, it's an Alaskan
law. Okay, so in Florida, most people may purchase, possess, openly or concealed, or use a non-lethal stun gun for self-defense without obtaining a permit. However, you may not purchase, possess, or use a stun gun if you are a convicted felon.
Oh, okay.
So we're
that
good.
Makes reasonable.
By stun gun, does it mean like phaser?
Phaser?
Because that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm hearing.
There's a difference between a taser. There's a difference between a taser and a stun gun.
Is there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Really? What's a stun gun?
A stun gun, it shoots projectiles, doesn't it?
It shoots the prongs, I believe.
Oh.
Isn't that what a taser does?
And shocks tasers up close.
You hold
it's like a handheld
right?
thing.
It's close contact.
Oh.
Like, you're
so
in a bubble.
Wouldn't a stun gun be, like, more, like worse?
Like, right? hardcore... Because it embeds into your skin.
Yes.
Yeah.
It has to,
so if you're
it
allowed
has to have
carry
two.
A stun gun, then you're probably allowed to carry a taser.
Right, yeah.
You have to have two to complete the circuit through a person's shock weapon.
Speaking of Apple.
Reach.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the news?
What news?
All the new Apple news.
No. What new Apple
there
news?
There are new Apple leaks.
So,
what?
How
all
we,
kind of
we
news
discussed
Apple
the
news.
iPhone. No, but this is like...
This is
legit. This is
like
a legitimate
today.
Leak.
This
really?
Is like, as of like right now, like right
yes.
before we came here. Breaking news.
I didn't hear it. What is it?
Well, for one thing...
John Luke's, like, Apple resident.
For one thing, they are canceling the SE2.
Really?
Whoa!
That's okay.
No longer happening.
That's okay. The
also,
reason that's okay is because they're making the cheap one, right?
Cheap.
Cheap iPhone
X1. That's like $700.
Yeah.
Kind of cheap compared to
it's
the other
It's cheap
ones.
For Apple at this time.
Yep.
What else?
They're
else?
Making what? A cheaper X?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're making a cheaper
a
iPhone
budget
10.
X, and then they have an X Plus... And then I think a 9.
What's, like,
really?
Not going to be in the cheaper one?
Okay, so 3D Touch will not be in it, which is the thing where you hard press.
But they're trying to get rid of that, though.
Yeah, it's stupid anyway. Except George uses it all the time.
The only one.
Yeah, he's the only user.
I sometimes use it when you press and hold the side of your iPhone. It
okay.
opens up the app switcher.
Oh, that's cool.
So if your home button's not working, you
yeah.
can do that.
That's cool.
Do I have that? Or that's only newer ones?
Yeah,
that's
which
success.
One is yours? Success is the first one to have it.
You can
it?
Grab it right there.
Really?
You push
yeah.
down right there. Mm-hmm. You can, like, switch.
Bet you didn't know that.
See, I'm not an Apple user except for the iPad, so I don't know.
Oh!
So,
technically,
you're
Dante
discovered a new feature on our phone.
There you go.
But the phone.
Wow.
Usually people are like, oh, the phone
that's
is
so
Apple. I don't know.
If you look at the iPad, it's literally the same thing.
Yeah,
it's
a smaller is like iPad. Equivalent true. With Apple in a lot of people's minds.
But I think, honestly, I feel like a lot of people get into it through the iPad.
The iPad.
It is true. Yeah, I see a lot of people with Android phones, but use an Apple tablet.
Yeah,
like
but
me.
I'm like,
that
makes me, No, it makes total sense. The reason is because there are no good Android tablets. Zero.
Unfortunately.
Zero.
But then I have to say, the best part about Apple is their ecosystem. So if you're going to go in with a tablet,
everything's got
to
go.
It only makes sense to go in with
iPhones
the phone.
And MacBooks.
Yeah, because
well,
it just...
Not many people have MacBooks, though.
Yeah, probably not.
Here's
the
thing. I have an HP computer, which runs Windows. I have an iPad, and I have a Samsung.
I have basically the same.
Yeah, you have basically the same. What I like about having the diversity is if I want to send an email or receive an email from someone, they can send
Nothing won't work.
Exactly. They can send it to me from any platform, and I can always access it. Mm-hmm. And that's why having the diversity, I like it.
I mean, the thing about, like, you have that option as well, and I think Apple, but it's just, like, until you've seen it all work in action, it's so beautiful. Like, I'm just in my room on my MacBook, and my phone's across the world, and someone calls me, and I answer my phone through my computer, and I'm straight up
that
talking to you,
really cool.
And then I get a text, and I'm like, okay, and I'm talking to you, and I'm answering my text right there, and I hit go, and it's on all my other devices at one time.
Is that for
time.
New MacBooks, or do you have, like, an older one?
I have a 2013, no, 20...
I can see the appeal on that.
That's
cool. Mm.
And that's just, for me, it's just so seamless, and... That's, like, the best part of having Apple, I think, is just the fact that they all
Most people
it
say
works.
It's the ecosystem. Yeah.
And I'm the kind of guy, like, I don't even change my ringtone. Like, literally, I maybe
Defaults.
Swap my wallpaper every year, and it's like...
Wow.
I don't need all the extra bells and whistles. I'm pretty, like... As long as the basics work well, I'm happy.
Yeah, and honestly, like, Android is like, oh, customizability, it's super cool, you can do all this stuff. I just use stock Android. I don't change it. I use my Android as if I'm using an Apple device. You know, I'm not going to change anything on it.
Yeah.
Same.
Especially the reason I liked Voyager so much out of all the Star Treks is because they featured Borg so heavily throughout it. I really did enjoy that.
And would you like to elaborate on what a Borg is?
Because I haven't gone there yet, so, you know, no spoilers.
I'm pretty sure
you
probably have no idea what's happening.
It's okay, go ahead. Okay.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Who knows what a Borg is?
Just spoil everything. I know it's a Star Trek, but I don't know what it is yet. I've only gotten into the TOS, the original series, and that's all. I'm only on the second season. I go in order. I have problems. I must go in order.
I agree with that.
Did you start? I used to do one episode of Voyager.
Star Trek Enterprise?
I haven't. I'm trying to go directly in order. Even the movies, I'm going from the beginning of the beginning.
Enterprise was made
before the original series.
It wasn't made before, but it was set before.
It's chronological. It's a prequel to the original.
That's a Borg. So for everyone here, Borg is from Star Trek, and they were introduced in Star Trek: The Next Generation.
Next Gen.
They are a race of cyborgs who their main idea is to assimilate other cultures and other races and other types of alien, and they copy their technology.
Like hive mind, kind of.
Hive mind,
kind of.
Exactly. Yeah, they say that a lot during the
What was really cool about the Borg was. Like, Next Gen was so low budget at, like, certain points before it got really popular. The Borg ships, which are, like, the
cubes?
The industrial-looking cubes.
Yeah.
Those are actually model car trays. Have you ever, like, played with model cars?
Yes.
And you know how it's, like, the black tray with all the pieces?
Oh, really?
They just took a bunch of those and glued those together and just, like, kind of strung them. Because they couldn't afford, like, those
that's
kinds of special
awesome.
Effects.
So that's how I can make them for my movies.
Yeah.
Do it.
It's awesome.
It'd be really funny if you had, like, a Borg model. Like, and it was just car pieces?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Just from other, box sets.
Rejected models.
Yeah, exactly. So this is the Queen Borg.
She almost looks like Randall from Monsters, Inc.
She almost looks like Darth Vader without a helmet.
That's true. So, yeah, but she's supposed to be the Queen Borg, and that was Voyager she was in.
She was in Voyager?
Yeah. The Queen Borg?
Really?
That was the only one she was in.
She was in First Contact, the movie.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. Yeah. She was in Voyager, too. Yeah.
She tried to make Data love her. Like, he had his emotion chip, but she, like, skin grafted a face and, like...
What? I don't remember this at all.
You don't remember that?
No.
Yeah.
I do not recall.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Like, she gave him feeling, like, to what Borgs have, and that's why he was a big portion of the conflict on that in that film.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I don't remember that one bit. Wow. Yeah, the Star Trek movies, like, I like the shows more than the movies.
Really?
Personally, yeah. I know that the movies probably had a bigger budget and stuff, but, the shows are what Star Trek is mostly associated with, and they had the recurring characters that they got to develop over a longer period of time.
Q.
I love the recurring themes of Q. It was so awesome. You have yet
We're
to get
so,
to all
you,
these
you have
things.
A lot to catch up on.
I'm not there yet.
That's okay, yeah.
Someday.
Yeah. Yeah. So has anybody heard Trekkie versus Trekker?
I'm a Trekker.
Yeah, so Trekker, the people who call themselves Trekker say that that is the more into Star Trek group of people.
Yeah.
And yet, I have always heard Trekkie all the time,
yeah,
so
I've heard Trekkie,
I don't know.
Not Trekker.
Same. So I have not. So what? Why did you choose to be called a Trekker?
Trying to make its theme esteemed. It's a high quality Trekkie.
So it's greater than Trekkie.
I feel like one group just has like a better like
understanding
PR team, and they're just like
I think Trekker was the original people who were into it. And then Trekkie kind of came along later on as like an insult, but it kind of became
really.
I feel like people who aren't into Star Trek kind of gave people the name Trekkie, and
that's
maybe they kind of dubbed themselves Trekkers.
And they were like, "I don't want to be that. I want to be."
Look at those Trekkies over there.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of
like technicians versus techies.
Cool.
I think Leonard Nimoy actually said something about that.
Who's that? No, I'm just kidding. I know. I know that.
We talked about this last week.
No, I know that.
Spock. He changed my life.
The guy with the ears, right?
Oh, Melissa, you didn't hear this.
No, she heard it.
You heard it on the podcast, but you didn't get to discuss, did you?
Mm.
Jared has met Leonard Nimoy.
I know.
Yeah,
that is not right. He's my love. Jealous. Like, how dare you? How dare you?
Sorry, I didn't appreciate it as much as you would have.
I learned about him too late. He was already dead.
Oh.
How depressing is that?
That is.
Like, I love him so much.
Oh.
So bad.
Wow. That's actually
So all of his content that he will ever produce has already been produced. That's locked.
Unless they take his brain and, like, make a computer out of it.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
Yeah, they'll do that. Voyager was my favorite. Mm-hmm. I like the Doctor, actually. From Voyager, the holographic Doctor.
Oh, okay. I like Deep Space Nine.
Really? I disliked Deep Space Nine.
Oh, really? Tell me why.
Yeah. Did you like Deep Space Nine?
I did not see it.
Okay. What'd you like about it?
To me, the whole space station gave me a really, like, New York City feel. Where, like, it's a big mixing pot.
Conglomeration of different,
of aliens and
different
humans
aliens.
And Federation. And then the Klingons. And, like, I think the Borg came in at some point.
Isn't Klingon, like, the language?
No. The Klingon.
It's the language in this race.
It's a race of aliens. And they also speak the language Klingon.
Gotcha.
They are Klingons. And they speak Klingon.
And the home planet is Kronos.
Do people speak these languages in real life?
Yes.
You can major in Klingon in college.
I had a feeling you could.
And you can become a Klingon translator for Comic Con.
Yeah,
you can.
You can be a Klingon translator.
But this same thing is like with a bunch of different...
What job
made up
majors.
Sci-fi.
You can go to class...
Once a year at the con.
Nerds will pay you to do that.
No, like, you can go to Comic Con with a person who wants to be an authentic Klingon, and they will speak in complete Klingon
the entire time,
and you follow them around and translate for them.
Do they get paid money for that?
Yeah.
That's sad.
That's cool.
Well, I guess there's plenty of cons. I mean, if you like
Megacon,
travel
Dragon
all
Con,
over.
True.
Yeah. I thought you meant cons to that job.
There are a lot of
cons to be a con.
It's like flattering gaga. What do you say? I like your costume.
He wants a picture with you.
What was really cool about Deep Space Nine, though, I love on Star Trek how they would always do, like, kind of the time travel episodes.
Yeah, that's cool.
And in Deep Space Nine, not to, like, spoil that, but they went back... into
spoils.
It's okay.
All right, I won't say it.
At this point, just go.
We've spoiled so much already.
You'll get to it.
It's okay.
Just cover your
ears. It is good content. Spread the word of the Star Trek.
Spread the word of the Star Trek.
When they went back, have you seen all of Deep Space Nine?
Yeah.
When they went back to the Trouble with Tribbles episode of the original series.
Okay.
And it was like Cisco and the team, and they went back, and it was like almost a seamless Photoshop, in my opinion. Like, it was done so well.
That's cool.
Like, between the sets and the...
They went back to an original series episode, and they were in that episode, walking around in the episode.
What was really cool was they had Worf there, and he's a Klingon. And they had, like, the original series Klingons, and they looked different.
Yeah. They looked like humans.
And they addressed it
like,
in the episode. And what was cool about Enterprise is they actually explain why that happened.
Whoa.
Like, why there's a difference between this time period of Klingon and that time period of Klingon.
So why is there a difference?
Yeah.
I'm not going to spoil
definitely
it.
Definitely not.
Yeah, I haven't gotten
the effects improved over the years or anything. Definitely not that.
I kind of like when movies go back and, like, address plot holes and things like that.
That's cool,
I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is.
Because the big
Rogue One.
Rogue One, Star Wars. It was literally, like, a movie as to why we put a hole in the Death Star.
Yeah.
It's like, that was the whole point of that entire plot.
Yeah,
but it's still...
$80 million for a plot hole. No, it's probably more than that.
Hey, they made more than that.
They made tons more than that.
It's a pretty giant
problem.
I liked Rogue One.
But on a separate thing, as a Star Trek fan that you guys are,
yes,
do you appreciate Star Wars as well?
Personally, I used to. I'm less of a fan of Star Wars now.
Same
just boat. For like different reasons. Mm-hmm. I used to really be into both. I think as I got older, I appreciated Star Trek more because it was more harder science, where Star Wars was more like wishy-washy.
Yeah.
Magic
very
science.
Like mystically. Yeah.
A lot more like religious based.
Yeah.
And so I preferred Star Trek because it was a lot more hard science and like this is cool.
I liked also the ethical kind of subplots in Star Trek. I thought that was cool because they went through actual like ethical debates and different topics and stuff.
Yes, yes, yes.
And diplomacy and going through different, you know, like different planets and stuff and visiting
customs.
Those.
I think a big thing I like about Star Wars is they also kind of do that with the whole Force thing. I mean the whole Star Wars plot is it's Anakin. That's his whole thing is the Skywalker family.
The prequel.
Yeah, and everything's a Skywalker family and the lineage through that, but I think a really cool subplot for me is always, like, the whole balance thing of the Force, and it's really cool. Like, I've read things, talks about, like, are Jedi's maybe the bad guys? Are maybe the Sith trying to free people from the oppression of the Jedi? Like, I've seen a lot of, like...
Jar Jar is the Phantom Menace.
Oh, yeah,
Jar Jar is the key!
He was a Sith Lord.
To correct my previously wrong statement, $265 million was the budget. For Rogue One, $1.56 billion was the gross box office.
Yo.
There you go. They're doing it right.
That's insane. Yeah.
Is it the most profitable franchise?
I don't know.
Probably. Or has Marvel passed it?
Mm. Probably Marvel. Maybe James Bond. I mean, James Bond has over 25 movies.
True. But, I mean,
Does that count?
I mean, it could count. I just feel
it's
like
a
now...
franchise.
Marvel movies make more money now than they did back then, so I feel
like... Again, think about inflation.
Yeah, but they adjust for that.
Do they adjust for it?
Yeah, they do.
There's a website that...
Yeah, they always do. Because you have also 3D and all the extra things
like
that
like,
they never had
hey,
back
watch
then.
This movie 18 different ways and then buy it on Blu-ray so you can watch it more times.
6D, IMAX.
Exactly.
4D.
4D.
4D. IMAX 3D.
19D. Oh, okay.
How many eyes do you have?
You're actually there.
We make you an extra on this set.
I always said I would actually be... I would be a
That's
really,
100D.
I'd be a fan of like simulator movies. I
feel
like
that
would be
movies.
Yeah,
what
like
does that mean?
Like you go into a movie theater. I don't know if they
you
can
mean
do it in
theater.
Yeah,
well, that's kind of what 4D is.
Is
like
it?
you're seeing shakes.
They spray you with water.
Okay.
They hit you with a fan.
Okay, so maybe something like that,
oh, like,
but a little bit.
4D, they spray you with water.
Yeah,
I've never experienced
like
that.
Like Honey,
I
Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I went to that. Yeah, exactly. Bugs Life.
Yeah,
well, yeah,
you feel like the little rat.
Like that, maybe a little bit more.
That was the Honey I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah, it's
the
same. Yeah, it was a long time.
That was like. Yeah, like the only place I've experienced that is Disney, though. I haven't experienced that anywhere else. Is that a thing anywhere else, or is that
Orlando?
Just
a
thing?
I don't
Universal
know. Point Orlando has
it.
A movie theater.
Really? Okay.
Point Orlando has a 4D movie theater.
Really?
Ooh.
Do they make the? I'm super curious. Do they make the 4D aspect of it themselves, or does the studio help
know.
Them or anything? I'm curious how
That's
they work.
That's a good question.
Because you know that you know does the director have any input on this or not?
Just like a romantic comedy, and you're getting sprayed with water, and
right?
Point, yeah.
Yeah.
Like in every 4D theater across the world or wherever it is it the same?
That's a good question
like,
too. Yeah,
I think it'd be super cool. Like you're watching a movie and they're in a cold place and the theater gets like really cold, and
that's,
then they're in a hot
that
place and it starts
cool.
getting hot or it's windy
yeah.
or it's like raining and there's like mist or
yeah.
just kind of like you're there, putting you there.
And, yeah, and definitely do that with a movie that has a lot of different scenes and a lot of different environments. Like that would be super
yeah,
cool
so
for like a travel movie or something.
I think
going back
Spy
to
Kids did it.
I remember
where they had
really?
A scratch and sniff. Where different
the Rugrats.
Oh,
the Rugrats movie.
Rugrats,
remember?
Yeah. It was awesome. At a certain, it
I
said
like
at a certain,
else did.
Certain point in the movie, you would scratch and smell that part of the movie.
It would
oh,
say,
cool.
smell now, smell-o-vision,
yeah.
smell now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Smell-o-vision.
So this is what it smells like.
I remember the Spy Kids 3 3D movie.
Oh,
yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
I watched it
I had
too.
Those glasses.
That was like
oh,
one of the first,
man,
like,
cool.
real
The second
3D.
One was
yeah.
my favorite by far, though.
I never finished that.
The second one was good. The Spy Kids movies were cool.
Yeah, they were.
The island.
Mm. Island of
Lost
Dreams. The one with the dinosaurs and all the gadgets. Like, what?
So
can you tell me?
What?
No,
what
but, yeah.
The weird characters they have, like, thumbs or
the
something?
The
Thumbkins.
Oh,
that was the
first movie, yeah.
Floops Flugelis.
Yes,
Say, help, Floop is a madman, help us, save us. I remember
man.
That.
Floop is a madman,
help
us,
save us.
Madman, help us,
save us.
Yeah, that from the Beatles.
I love Spy Kids.
That from the
Juno was, like, engaged to someone or marrying someone.
Junie?
Nobody. Yeah.
Which movie?
No, no, no. like in real life.
Oh, in real life. Oh.
He's like, what? Wasn't I missed this?
I forgot who it was.
Wasn't Juni in the Godzilla movie?
Was
he? I don't know.
I think he was.
I don't know.
I want to say he was.
I did not see the Godzilla movie.
I don't think I did either.
I saw the King Kong movie, Skull Island. That was pretty good.
Yeah,
wait,
you know.
Did they have one recently? Is that the
Spy
most
Kids
recent
4?
One? No, the King Kong.
Spy Kids 4 was trash.
I didn't see it.
Me neither. I was engaged to Meghan Trainor.
Yes, what? No!
That's who it was. I was like, oh, goodness. What? Juni? Are you disappointed?
Yeah.
Oh my.
That's messed up, Julia. She's a very accomplished artist.
Yes.
No.
I really don't.
Why not? Yeah. Let us speak.
He's my age.
I was you. Yeah, I wanna be me too. I wanna be me too.
I can see that.
I don't like her attempts at music.
Aww. Yeah. Exactly. Thank you.
I like her. I mean, I don't you know, like, look at her like the Beatles or something. Like, right. Oh, she's... But for what she does.
She's
like,
not.
What,
no.
That's what she's going for, you know? She's going for something catchy, something, you know, that everybody likes.
I respect her attempt at art. That's all I can give
her. You know what? She's making more money than what we are doing.
You're right.
What she's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
It is catchy.
Mm-hmm. It's very true.
It's just very girly, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll classify it as girl pop.
Girl pop.
Okay.
I would agree with that.
I get it. Going back to Spy Kids, you know the song Who, What, When, Where, and Why? That's...
Yes.
No.
In that order, I remember...
Who, what, when, where, and why?
Yeah. Remember
you know, these are bringing back so many memories.
Yeah, man.
Crazy. Memory
I remember Blockbuster
right
and VHS.
I know, I love
Blockbuster.
I remember
Blockbuster. That movie at all. I saw the movie in theaters. I remember coming home and being like, whoa.
But, like, anytime anybody mentions the five W's or whatever...
Who, what, when, where, why?
Like, I remember them in that order because of that song. So I feel like that has, you know, impacted my mind. And maybe any, you know, 2000s kids-ish.
Yeah. Back when so movies had a positive message.
Say what? Yeah.
A positive message.
Yeah. That's true. Okay, what were you on before I interrupted us?
Arizona.
Arizona. Oh, wow! Okay, obviously, I've interrupted a couple times.
Well, anyway, going back to Arizona, I just wanted to point out that it was very hot.
Yeah.
It was like
dry.
100 degrees at night.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Tough.
But
I'm
it
like,
wasn't as bad as Florida in some ways.
Night.
It was just more dry, so you had to drink a lot more.
It is. Like, you have to be careful, because if you don't hydrate,
right.
Yeah, very dangerous.
I know that
we went for
like,
a walk for like 2 miles or something. And it was not even like we started on a walk that was going to be 2 miles, and we're like, we can't do this because we're just not used to that environment.
I know when they have like their heat waves, they actually have like advisories that you're supposed to check on like your elderly parents and like animals and things like that. You need to go physically check on them because a lot of times people die in their homes and stuff like
that
from
amazing.
The heat, just extreme heat.
Yeah,
that's horrible.
Pretty intense.
Don't they have like AC though?
I think so, but I don't know.
They don't.
They really don't?
It's not allowed there.
It's actually illegal.
It is illegal to own an air conditioner.
No, that's an Alaska law.
That's an Alaska law.
Oh, dear.
It's kind of like Florida, though. It's like, why do people live here?
Disney?
Disney. Beaches.
It's the worst.
Beaches, yeah.
Oranges.
No.
That's
not a reason.
You cannot sell oranges on street corners.
You cannot sell oranges on street corners. You'll be arrested for that.
Do you guys like living in Florida?
I like the diving, and I like my friends.
You don't like Florida at all?
I appreciate it much more now since my last trip, because when I came back, I was like, it's like all my life I've always been like, oh, Florida's the worst, I can't wait to get out, whatever, but like since I've seen how other places are,
give
I'm
you
like,
some
wow,
perspective.
It's really beautiful. Yeah.
I don't do well at all with the heat here.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
I'm
too
the opposite.
For you then.
Really?
I don't like the cold.
Me neither.
Not
I love
at all.
The cold. I love 50 is my favorite, but you know, that's not super cold or anything by any means, but that's what I love.
I love the snow.
Yeah.
Snow is great.
I've only seen snow like 3 or 4 times.
Same here, yeah. Maybe
that's why
like 4.
You like it. I don't know, like, I hear so many people...
Haven't shoveled it yet.
Young people that are just like, oh, I hate Florida. And I'm just like...
But why?
I don't know, Florida for me is awesome. It like, has so many things.
There are things that are appealing about Florida,
sure.
But there are just other things I don't like about
it. Yeah, like, for one thing, you need a car.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. You're not going to be able to walk from here to, like...
Anywhere.
Your job.
Yeah.
It's like 20 minutes away.
Right.
Because you'd die.
Fair enough.
The camping is pretty good. I like the camping here.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I've
but I haven't camped anywhere
camping.
Else, so there's no there's a comparison right now, currently.
I like being around the water.
Yeah.
That's what's
yes.
cool. I like being around the water.
You got that on
Jerry's like,
side.
I got water on 3 sides. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
You have your hand on the inside. All the natural springs.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
True. Yeah.
They're amazing. Yes.
I'm saying we have a lot of cool
outdoor
springs.
Dive with Reggie.
True.
Who's Reggie?
Reggie's a turtle in Blue Grotto.
No.
He's okay. like a 70-year-old turtle.
Oh, wow.
He's a really cool dude. Hold on. Wait, is it Reggie?
Reginald.
Is it Reggie?
We text all the time.
Sorry, not Reggie. Virgil. Virgil.
Oh, dive Virgil.
With
Virgil.
Oh, cool.
Did you actually dive with Virgil?
I have dove with Virgil multiple times.
Really?
On my open water dive where I freaked out, and then on my 100-foot dive.
Yeah. Do you have stories about these things?
You want me to talk about when I freaked out?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, we were all like on that.
Yeah, you can't say freaked out.
Yeah, exactly. And then not talk about it. Yeah. Skip to the freaked out bit.
Pulled out my knife and no.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't have a knife then.
Not then, but then? Now.
He does now.
Yeah, that's what I guess.
I have one for each hand.
Oh, wow.
No, like.
Was it because of this experience?
No.
I just let him tell the story.
I have two knives. You're getting a cookie? I have two knives because if you get a fish hook in your left hand, you can't get the knife with your hand. And same thing, like if it's caught.
That's
in
a real problem that I experience daily.
Daily?
You're doing it wrong.
Julian, you're fishing wrong, bud.
Tell your story.
It goes in the water.
Oh, what? Wait, buddy, how are you casting? Now? Are you casting from
backwards.
The real side or are you casting from the tip?
Please tell your story.
So, there's this thing that...
Sorry.
There's a thing that you wear called the buoyancy compensator. It fills and deflates with air, and it holds your weight to balance you out. On the back is your tank. Attached to that's your reg, your regulator. So, they ran a BCDs acronym, and I was using one of the instructors. His is set up to where the control panel, the buttons that you push to inflate and deflate, is also a backup regulator. So, it's a really useful tool. What I didn't know is all regulators have a purge valve where you're just letting out air if it fills with water.
Oh.
I overinflated my BC and I was trying to deflate it, but I just kept hitting the purge valve and I was just letting out copious amounts of air thinking that I was doing the right thing.
Oh.
So when everyone had 2,000 to 1,500 PSI of air, I was down to 500 and like, all right, we're going to practice skills. Spit out your regulator and go find it. Or take off your mask. Yeah.
No, thank you.
And... Continue.
I did my skills, and then I freaked out, and they got me out. They're like, yeah, you're fine. And then we went back in and had fun.
Wow.
You need to have, like, one kind of scary experience for diving. So
then
you can
good.
Appreciate it, and then you're good. It has to keep you, like, humble so you respect the sport.
Is that like driving?
Yeah, you have to get in one accident. Check.
One near-death experience, and you're good to go.
Yeah, there you go.
Have you had that yet?
I've never actually been diving.
Yeah?
The closest thing I've gotten was called snuba.
Yeah.
I did it on a cruise where, like, you're connected to the boats, so you're not actually, like, free diving.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But you still have the respirator in your mouth, and you're still going around with your goggles on.
Like in Spike's. Oh, wait.
It was a respirator. Regulator? Whatever it's called.
The thing that you breathe in.
Yes, I was breathing. Kept me alive.
Good.
It was a good draw. Looked around, saw fish.
Cheaper or liver.
When you go, like, a certain depth, you have to, like, come up, like, slowly, right?
After you go past 40 feet, you have to stop at 15 feet for 3 minutes.
Wow.
Because your body... Because you're breathing air and it's getting compressed.
Mm-hmm.
And in your bloodstream, the nitrogen particles are also getting compressed. So if you ascend too quickly, they expand too quickly, causing the bends.
I was going to say, is that the bends?
That's the bends. Yeah, where it gets in your joints and it painful.
That's like a permanent thing?
It depends. If you get to something called a hyperbaric chamber... Yeah, hyperbaric chamber.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of balance you out. You have to stay there depending on the depth. You have to depending on the depth.
Really?
And for how long will determine how long you have to be in there. Sometimes it's permanent. Sometimes it's dead.
So what are the effects of that if your balance is off or whatever?
Explode.
You die.
No, you literally could implode.
Really?
Not too bad.
It's
terrible.
That escalated quickly.
What happens when astronauts go to the space?
Except in reverse. You could have nerve damage.
Really?
Yeah, like pinched nerves, paralysis, stuff like that.
Wow.
Take your safety stop.
Yeah.
Follow the rules.
Yeah.
And like, if you go to like 100 feet, you have to stop at 50 feet for a minute, and then at 15 feet for 3 minutes.
Okay.
Just be safe about it.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do that. I feel like I would get anxiety because I'd feel like I was like trapped, you know? Because like knowing
underwater,
that I can't
like,
just
I need
go
to be here.
You're not
going
to be able to make it all the way up.
Right.
One breath.
Yeah.
Knowing that you have to like stop, like it
underwater,
makes me feel.
Yeah.
One of the
in
things that
can.
They teach you is they make you swim horizontally 60 feet when you first start out so you know you can do it in one breath. So it's like emergency, I got to go. call 911, they'll get you to a chamber. So they can help you, especially at, like, when you're at 60 feet. It's bad, but it's not as bad as, like, a 200-foot dive.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had a teacher, history teacher, him and his buddy were doing a 90-foot dive, and they saw some dark shadow they assumed was a shark, and his buddy shot up at 90 feet, and he was in a hyperbaric chamber for 23 hours, but he was fine.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
What does hyperbaric chamber do?
Crazy.
They put you in there, and they put you back to the pressure that
you were at. Okay. So basically it recreates the...
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
There are certain divers who are, they literally, if you're like an underwater welder,
okay,
what they do is, so, okay.
Keep a couple hyperbaric chambers on site.
You actually, after you're done working, you have to stay in them for a couple days.
Wow.
Because you're living underwater. They build facilities for you to live at.
What?
Yeah. So if you're like an underwater welder, it's not cost effective to have you dive down to 90 feet, stay there for 20 minutes.
Oh, it's not cost effective.
It's all about the money.
Yeah.
And the time management. You can only do like a 90-foot dive for maybe 20 minutes.
Okay.
Like ballpark. I'm not looking at my chart right now. But what they'll do is they'll build
chart.
A facility at 60 feet or around there. You'll
Weird.
Live there. And
how do you live? Oh, wow.
They bring you food. They bring you stuff. It's attached. There's air.
Is it like a... Like, I'm imagining all these concept art that they have where we're going to live underwater one day, and it's just like a big open...
It's not like that.
Thing.
It's not like
so
that.
How is it... How do you
imagine
get food to you?
Imagine a non-mobile submarine.
Mm.
Okay.
But is there open air and space inside that you can breathe and
yes.
stuff while it, taking off your... Okay, cool.
Yeah, there's spaces where you can go to the bathroom and sleep and stuff. It's just very cramped.
Okay. Mm. Like the space station.
Okay. It's kind of like that.
Underwater space station.
Yeah. But what
Whoa.
They do is your new... atmosphere,
right.
Your atmospheric pressure is 60 feet.
Okay.
So that when you go down to 90 feet, it's only a
It's only like
foot.
You're doing
it's
a 30-foot dive.
Dive.
I got it. Cool.
Gotcha.
So you could stay there longer.
Could you, in theory, do that until you're used to being like 1,000 feet underwater?
No, your body would explode at around 300 feet.
Okay.
Enjoyable science.
Yeah.
Enjoyable
well,
science.
It wouldn't be exploding. It'd be more like
imploding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless like you're doing Trimex diving or you're in a suit.
Okay.
Interesting.
It's
fun stuff. If you do it right, you won't be... If accidents happen, you are trained to get out of the accidents.
Okay. Well, guys, you know what? This has actually been an hour of podcasting already.
Ooh,
wow.
That's
fine. So, this has been the travel section.
Coffee break?
Ooh.
Yeah, so you want to do a coffee break?
Ooh,
and pie.
Then,
and pie.
Aww.
Coffee and
I
pie.
I second that.
So let's do a coffee and pie break,
yeah,
and then we'll be back.
And
pie
Oreo.
And coffee.
So this has been Oddcast Episode 6. We've hoped you enjoyed it, and see you for 7 next month.
Till next time.